in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller, not on the left coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez. How you doing, John?
Blind in one eye and can't see out of the other one today.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I was just watching the total hype on all the financial channels, and it's just between that and the presidential campaign and all the stuff they're saying on the financial networks, I just laugh at it.
Mm. Hey, they were all giddy today. I watched the markets. They started out, the Dow started out a couple hundred points up, and everybody was just all giddy. It was La La Land. It was at 13.3. Everybody was, and then I'm watching the markets, and they're slowly sinking back down.
It's like for TV, they put them up and then go, okay, have we run our thing? Okay, let's put it back down.
Yeah.
It almost seems like it's made up.
Well,
I mean, they are making it up, essentially.
It is.
It's just like content for viewers.
Well, they've got to do something. I mean,
I know. It's just, how do you get a job like that where you've got to get up, get your paycheck? All right, everybody, let's everybody act like everything is fine, and we'll take it up to a certain point, and then we'll drop them back down right at about 40 minutes into the show or whatever. It's just ridiculous.
Have you seen the commercial? It is for a printing company or a company that makes a printer or whatever. But the guy is standing there, and he's standing in front of his crew, and he says, I've got to get this thing done. And he asked his people, one of the guys, he says, I need you to fold. He said, I got it. I'll fold like a lawn chair on you. You know, I mean, it just seems like that kind of environment that mm-hmm. everybody's got their respective roles to play, but they're playing it so badly.
Right.
I mean,
I've watched these. I was flipping through and looking at some of the, you know, the presidential campaign stuff and what they're saying. I'm like, how do these guys live with themselves when they can't even tell the truth about what's going on economically? And you're running for the highest office in the land, and you can't even remotely tell the truth because you're a complete sellout? It's just like watching the man, maybe not.
Well, I watch these, and I'm not deriding or degrading women here, but I watch these women on these shows. You know what keeps popping into mind? Mata Hari. I'm serious. I mean, I look at these women and I go, you are lying through your teeth and you know it. Men will expect that from other men. But
right.
Men and women don't expect that from other women. Why is that?
Right.
Carrie, you're one of those. Why is that?
Why is that?
You're one of those women, you know, the opposite sex. Well, why is it that we just find it difficult to believe that women lie?
I think we should have John Gray on for that.
We don't
Mars
lie.
And Venus.
Yeah, whoa, wait a minute.
We don't lie.
You don't lie.
No.
You never tell any lies. Never tell any lies.
No.
Perfect. Perfect. Just perfect.
You heard it here, folks. Women never, ever lie.
No.
The truth will set you free.
And you know what women are saying that? Women should be running this planet. Women should be running this government. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Cash Flow on this Friday, folks. We'll be right back here in 3 minutes.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Back. Had to grab a cup of Java here. First of the day. I have a tendency not to drink too much of this stuff, but I need this today. I was serious, by the way. I'm blind in one eye. I can't see out of the other. I can't read anything out of my left eye.
When did that happen?
When I woke up this morning. Carrie looks at me and says, it wasn't a stroke, was it? And I said, no, I don't think so. You're not that lucky. By the way.
Carrie, I got to ask, since Carrie's there, is she ready to say goodbye to her credit cards yet?
I think you just hit upon something, James, because you know what I think it really is? I think women have love affairs with credit cards.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
100%. It's a different, men look at it completely, totally in a different way than women do.
Because when you said that, she had this look on her face, like you just stole her dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't worry, they'll send you more.
They'll say, yeah, that's
they'll
right.
send you more.
Yeah, cut
fake
those
ones.
Up.
They'll have fake ones coming in the mail right away,
that's
no matter what happens.
Cut those
and
puppies up.
When you could do a bankruptcy, they'd send them like 2 weeks later.
That's right.
Way back when, they just come straight in the mail.
You know, it used to be. It used to be that way that when you filed bankruptcies, they'd send you credit cards. Of course, they'd send them out at higher interest rates because what are you going to do?
Exactly.
And they knew that you couldn't file bankruptcy for at least a minimum of another 7 years. So right. that made you a fairly safe bad credit risk.
Right.
Yeah.
But we still want you anyway. We still want your money.
Well, you know, I mean, think about this. I mean, are the banks going to be that particular? You know, that's like a vampire. Is a vampire that particular whose blood they draw? I don't think so.
No, it's just who's the better lunch.
That's right.
Or dinner.
You know, I have a tendency not to think of myself as in terms of being somebody's lunch. But they have eaten all of our lunches. So essentially, James, you're correct. I just don't like the sound of that.
Right, I know.
Billionaires to Canada. Time for the Omero is now. Now, I want to set this story up here, James, because they're still in denial that there is a North American Union,
mm-hmm.
That there is the Omero, that there is any plans for the globalization, the United States to be absorbed into the global scheme of things. Officially, you ask them, absolutely, it's just a conspiracy theory.
Right, of course.
Just a theory. We have no plans of doing what the European Union is doing. When in actuality, folks, they plan on having a world government and world currency and world courts and world this and world that. And the thing that really strikes me about this, when you talk to people about this, you know, they start to make the distant connection between themselves and their own government. In other words, in this country, we have no redress to our government to begin with. Ask them an honest question.
Yeah.
You won't even get an honest lie. You know, they'll just ignore you.
Yeah. An honest lie.
That's right. Well, hey, is there any other kind for politicians? I ask you. You know, plausible deniability. It's an honest lie, honestly. Billionaire to Canada, time for the Omero is now. Wants Euro-style currency to avoid exchange problems. And James, you haven't been around me that long, but I've said this for a number of years. This is being set up. The European Union, of course, has their euro. The United uh-huh. States and Canada, Central and South America will have their Amero.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, see, these two currencies are going to float against each other, not going to be set at the same rates. They're certainly not going to be worth the same thing because, you see, the EU dollar has had time to go into the fractionalized reserve system, so it's already losing value. Mm-hmm. So when we create a new currency and introduce that, initially it'll have a strong value. But, you know, there's going to be inequities. We're going to be trading with people, and all we got to do these bothersome currency exchanges and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So and eventually what they will say that there's going to be a world unit of currency. I'm sure by then they would have hoped to have their cashless society in. But I don't think that's going to be possible. We're still going to have to print that bothersome, worthless paper mm-hmm. and stamp out those little slugs. You know, the ones that your mother told you, if you put that slug in a peanut machine, a cop's going to come and take you to jail?
Right.
Yeah, those same kind of slugs. At any rate, Stephen Jaroslawski, a billionaire money manager and investor, the Canadian newspaper Globe and the Mail bills as the Canadian Warren Buffett. I don't know, I'm not sure I'd want that tag hung on my neck, but has told a parliamentary committee, in Canada, that the United States both should abandon their national dollar and move to a regional North American currency as soon as possible. He says, and I'm quoting him, I think we really have to seriously start thinking of a model of a continental currency just like Europe. Jaroslawski told the Canadian House of Commons Finance Committee, according to the Globe and Mail in Toronto. Now, Jaroslawski's call for immediate action belied an article published in the Boston Globe on Sunday that said the call for the Omero has become the new North American regional currency was purely theoretical. See, here's where the theory starts to slip back in. In an exclusive telephone interview with the World Net Daily, Jaroslawski repeated his calls for a European-style currency to be created between Canada and the United States. The idea would be a European Union-type setup with the North American Central Bank that would issue the new currency and sit over the Bank of Canada and the Federal Reserve Banks, rather, in the United States. It goes on to say, an alternative would be to create a peg on the U.S. dollar, which would allow the Bank of Canada to adjust the Canadian dollar in a 5% plus or minus range based on fluctuation in value of the U.S. dollar. Now, Jaroslawski was less confident the U.S. dollar peg would work. He said the Bank of Canada only pinpoints inflation. My idea would be to have the Bank of Canada manage the Canadian dollar with a view both to inflation and the U.S. dollar. The Bank of Canada has never been receptive to this idea. Let me stop here. They mention in here, and here is one of these terms, James, that when the casual reader reads this or hears something like this,
right,
it just goes right over their head. Because when I say that this character is saying my idea would be to have the Bank of Canada manage the Canadian dollar with a new view to both to inflation and the U.S. dollar. Inflation. You ask the common person out on the street, what is inflation? And they'll look at you and say, well, I guess that has to do with cost of living or cost of doing business or cost of something. They have no idea that it's a cost to them. When they start thinking about
to
it.
To them.
Exactly. Yeah. When they start thinking about it. Okay, do you get your credit cards for free? No, I got to pay interest on it. Do you pay interest on bank mortgages? Yeah. Okay, that's what that means. Okay, right. So what does inflation mean? Well, I don't know. Well, it means that the dollar is worth less. It's losing its value. Mm-hmm. And they'll look at you with these, you know, they'll just look at you and complete stupid look on their face like they don't understand what this is. This has been the best laid plans to debauch this currency and to drive this country under. And a lot of people don't see it that way. They just think that, oh, it's, well, you know, it's just these credit people. They issue the money in the credit cards. And, well, you know, there's other factors involved. It's just not the banker's fault.
And well, they just don't want to believe it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's just not.
They're not
just
open.
Bank.
They don't want to believe it. They don't have any flexibility in their consciousness at all. It's just like, this is the way I know it. That's it. Not open to any new ideas.
Because the government would never do anything like that to its people, right?
Yes.
I mean, some people, serious.
I know they believe that.
They honestly do. That the government, you know, they make mistakes. Yeah, they're bureaucrats. Yeah, they're slow. Yeah, they're thick-headed.
But they're going to take care of us. That's the big problem.
Oh, they are taking care of us. Yes, indeed. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. Get back in the field now. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Now, according to this, by the way, the writer of this article in WorldNet Daily is a guy that subs for me on my program. I'll give him credit here in a second. He goes on to write here that Jaroslawski insisted Canada was going to be forced to do something because the increased value of the Canadian dollar vis-a-vis the U.S. dollar was likely to depress business activity in Canada and cause a recession. Not for the shoppers flowing over the border, coming down into the Detroit malls to buy goods because they're cheaper in Canada. I'm sorry, they're cheaper in the United States because the devaluation of the U.S. dollar versus the loonie. I still have a hard time saying this. My apologies to our Canadian friends. But really, I mean, a currency called a loonie? Ugh. Two-thirds of the Canadian economy is tied to the U.S. economy, Jaroslawski pointed out. Some 85% of our exports are headed for the U.S. market. Our economy is tied to the U.S. dollar, whether we like it or not. Now, in an interview published with the Globe and Mail, Jaroslawski emphasized that the likely adverse impact on the Canadian economy, triggered by the rise in the value of the Canadian dollar, he says, we don't have a single mill in Canada which isn't losing cash at the current exchange rate, despite the fact we invested hundreds of millions of dollars into new equipment when we had the money. I believe that if we stay at the present levels, the entire forest products industry practically is going to be in liquidation bankruptcy, and there's going to be an enormous loss of employment. Why is that? Did a tree standing in a forest in Canada all of a sudden become worth less? Did you look at it and it was once 120 foot tall, now it's only 62 and a half feet tall? Instead of having a girth of 5 feet, did it shrink down to a foot? No, the tree didn't. The damn currency did. And this is what they're doing. This is what's fascinating and aggravating and all of these things is that people keep dealing with the fiat currency that eventually ends up causing so much pain and destruction and wreaking havoc.
And doesn't work and never has.
Never has, never will. Oh, for a little time that it will. Just as long as they're out there dealing out the MasterCards and the Visas and giving you all that credit and keep you satiated and happy. in debtor's prison, maybe. But see, you still have the illusion, folks, that you're doing well. Really.
Got it, John.
We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Oh, this story gets better. James, he says, I know, and this is Jaroslawski talking again. He said, I know Finance Minister Flaherty quite well. Sure, first he will have to deny he's taking seriously the idea of a new currency. Then later he will come out and say he was forced to create one anyway. Jaroslawski insisted he made very seriously the suggestion to create a euro-style currency for North America. Pretty soon, the finance minister will have no choice but to create a new currency, Jaroslawski argued, unless the Canadian dollar all of a sudden changes course and reverses against the U.S. dollar all on its own. In the provinces, we already are seeing economic activity slow down because of the rise in the value of the Canadian dollar. If our automobile and lumber industries begin to decline, we will have a serious recession as a result. So what are we looking at here? Introduce the Amero, and that's going to take care of the inflation problem, of which, folks, the Amero dollar is already sitting in our bank vaults in this country waiting for distribution.
I know some people – I know you mentioned that some people have told you that, and have anybody actually had it in their hand? Have you held it in your hand? Did you know what it looks like personally?
No, I have not seen it myself. I've seen pictures of it, but I have not seen and fingered the actual currency. This information came from a trusted person in a bank out in Phoenix, Arizona, which I'm going to be out in Phoenix probably next weekend, I think, next weekend. And Yeah, they have seen it. It was sitting on a pallet in their bank vault.
Really?
So, yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Which means it's on loads of others all across the country in the major cities, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what. people think we're joking about this thing. We are not.
Yeah.
I mean, they thought it was a joke in Europe, didn't they? And look what's sitting there right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the European Union. They've rejected the European Union Constitution. Everybody is looking at this thing in Europe going, wait a minute, I think we might have acted too hastily. We don't like this very much.
Mm-hmm.
They still have their names on the maps for their countries, but they're all the same country now.
All those people that are credit card catatonics that are just sitting there stuck in your pain and dreariness of your particular situation, you're not going to be stuck forever because they have plans for you. So everybody's listening to the show that's emailed me and constantly told me, I've spoken to some people, John, for 45 minutes about what their options are, what's happening, and all the scenarios about what's going to happen if you do nothing and what happens if you do something. And you know what happens usually? They do nothing. They stay in the cell. Shawshank syndrome, as mm-hmm. you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you talking about the Amaro, look, people, they're going to deal with you, okay? They're already dealing with you now, and they're going to continue to deal with you. What you need to do individually as a person is start dealing with this yourself individually, because nobody's coming to help you. Nobody. You got to know this stuff. You got to understand what's going on. You got, if you want to make a change in your life financially, you have to make a change inwardly. You can't be stuck like in cement, like all of you are. Most of you want to change it, but you can't figure out why you're not changing it, and you can't figure out why cost of living is going up. You can't figure out why you can't pay your groceries and everything without using your credit card. You don't want to accept the possibilities that John and I, what we're saying, is exactly what's going on. But you need to as a possibility, just to give yourself that much.
You know, I'd mentioned these heat or eat stories before, and I said, now mm-hmm. just watch this winter, you'll see them. I saw my first one on CNN this morning. And their CNN senior correspondent, I forget the character's name, I didn't pay that much attention to his name because I was fascinated by the sickening little smirk that he had on his face while he's telling of a retired postal worker living in a house. And she's got home heating oil, and she can't afford to buy the home heating oil to heat her home. And I'm watching this. And forgive me, folks, I did not catch the guy's name. As I said, I was enamored by the sickening little smirk that he had on his face. I'm thinking to myself, yeah. I said, dude, you're doing a story here of the effects on an individual, a retired postal worker. She was, I think, a 72-year-old black woman. A retired postal worker, and you're doing this story with a smirk on your face. What in God's name is wrong with you?
Yeah, there should be a story just on that right there.
Oh,
that's awful.
Tell you what, let's go to Dan. Don, in the biggest little city out in Nevada, in Reno. Hello.
Good day,
hey,
gentlemen.
Don.
Hi.
Hey, Don.
Yes, I just wanted to bring up a article from the Commentator's Corner, or in the commentaries on Kitco today. It's about gold's infallible indicator 6 months later. And this gentleman has been tracking every time the Economist brings out a pessimistic article on gold, it takes a slight slump and then goes up for a substantial gain. Did one in January of 1993, September of 2003, December of 2005, and April of 2007. And the dips range from 0.7% to 4.8%. But the gains range from 12% to 43%. And the man says that wrote the article, that it is an infallible indicator of the rise in gold. So if we see an up-and-coming article from The Economist, buy gold.
All righty. Anything else?
That's pretty much it. I just thought you'd want to maybe get that article out and post it on your website.
What's the name? I'm on the site.
Gold's Infallible Indicator 6 months later.
All right. Thanks a lot, Don.
T-U-R-K.
Thanks, Don.
We'll look it up. Thanks.
Right on.
Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
By the way, one of the sponsors to this program and this network, Energy Swap. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to listen, especially you people down here in Texas, I want you to listen to me very carefully here. If you live in Texas or in New York, these are the only 2 states you can do this in, you need to call Texas and New York listeners, all you people you know up there. You can save up to 20% on your electric bill. There's no cost or hassle to switch service. You earn rewards while you save money. Which way the economy is going, every little bit helps. And you can just simply call these people at 888-238-6397. And literally, you save 20% on your electric bill. And it's we have TXU, and who else do we have down here? Reliant Energy, our 2 energy companies supposedly competing with each other. Yes, to bring you the better service with the lower rates. They don't. But if you want to switch over your electric service, okay, there's no fees to this deal. There's no nothing. Nobody has to come out and pull any wires out or rewire anything. You don't have to do anything. Just call that number, and they can switch you over, and you can start enjoying savings at least, to my understanding, at least 4 to 5 cents a kilowatt hour. So, folks, there you go. If you're looking ways to save money, and if you're in Oklahoma, forget it. It doesn't work for you guys there, either Texas or New York. 48 states they left out of this deal. I'm sure they'll be spreading, but the number is 888-238-6397. Give them a call. Who knows? You might be able to buy a few lumps of coal to stick in your Christmas stocking this year. Florida fund rocked by $8 billion pullout. Have you heard about this?
Oh, no, no, no. Tell me.
It's in Orange County, but not in Orange County out in California. This is Orange County, Florida. Makes sense because they grow oranges as well. Florida local governments and school districts pulled $8 billion out of the state-run investment pool, or 30% of its assets, after learning that the money market fund contained more than $700 million of defaulted debt. Orange County, Orange County, home of Disney World, yes, removed its entire $370 million from the pool on November 16th, 2 days after the head of the agency that manages the state's short-term investments disclosed the defaulted debt in a report delivered to Governor Charles Crist. Our primary goal is to protect our funds, and, said Jim Moy, Orange County Chief Deputy Comptroller, from his office in Orlando. The county school board withdrew $388 million this week following other local governments that pulled funds, including Miami-Dade County and Pompano Beach. The withdrawals made since November 14th were discovered to Bloomberg News in a response to an open records request. The State Board of Administration manages about $42 billion of short-term investments, including the pool, as well as the state's $137 billion pension fund, almost 6% or $2.4 billion of its short-term investments consist of asset-backed commercial paper that has defaulted. These holdings include $425 million in Axon Financial, a structured investment vehicle, that's what they call an SIV. The agency, in a statement released this evening, said its boards of trustees will meet on December 4th to consider acquiring credit protection for about $1.5 billion of pool investments from four insurers, Axon Financial, KKR Atlantic Fund Trusting, Funding Trust, I'll get it together here, KKR Pacific Funding Trust, Automo Funding, and Countrywide Bank FSB. Now, what is in this thing as well?
Oh, man.
As I said, the pension fund. Oh, that's right.
That's right.
So all you school teachers and all the
bye-bye.
There go. You know, we've told
so
people
with
this.
Well, I know when you say these stories, I'm wondering, I always wonder what the faces of the people that are listening in those particular states, what their expressions are. Because with this on top of everything else and their own individual, you know, jobs or what they're doing financially in their life, it's just devastating, but it's actually happening.
Well, and, you know, it's what these things are tied to. The government does this all the time with government-run programs or when they have their fingerprints all over something and they're classified as being a civil servant or whatever. You have no say in where your retirement benefits are invested. You have no say over it. And try getting your retirement fund out. Try doing that.
Good luck.
It's nigh impossible. So what are you to do? Sit back and watch these bad investments fail, but there goes your retirement right up in smoke. It's gone. You know, well, what did the Enron employees do when old Kenny Lay and the boys really start cooking the books? Hey, everything is fine here at Enron. Yeah, right. What happened to the pension? It ran out the back door with Ken Lay and everybody else. And there's nothing you can do about it. And I've told people over the years, I said, look, if you've got a 401k, even if you take a penalty on this deal, and most of the 401ks out there, you'll take a 10%, maybe even a 15% hit on early withdrawal of that. But who cares?
Right.
I'll give somebody 15% of my little pile of beans if I'm faced with not having my little pile of beans at all. In other words, get out while you can. Consider it to be a bad investment. Take a lump over this deal. Take it out and buy gold and silver with it, folks.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I mean, this whole situation, and James, I wished people would understand about the banking. Many people that listen to this network do understand. They understand what the fiat currency is all about. They understand the fractionalized reserve banking. They understand the Fed Reserve. They understand this unholy alliance between corporation and government. And this is a private corporation, folks. You know,
That's
there's
correct.
No mystery and there's no conspiracy theory behind this one. It was actually what the government climbed in bed. And you can call this corporatism, you can call it fascism, you can call it whatever you want to call it. Don't call me now.
Right.
At any rate.
Exactly. Not at that second.
At any rate, they just don't understand it. And if everybody in this country understood the banking system and understood what it is doing to your personal wealth, when they use this often floated term but never explained, inflation, that if you do have any savings, it is being eroded away through inflation, the higher cost of goods and services, however you want to look at this thing, whatever you've got in your little pile of beans, you better look more often because it's getting smaller and smaller all the time. And this is the erosion of the value of the dollar. That is all this simply is. But nobody will get up and explain this to people. They just say, oh, we're watching inflation, or the inflation rate for this year has been such and such. Oh, but there'll be cost of living allowances. There'll be this. There'll be, you know, we'll come out and reassess your home. You know, we'll make all the adjustments to this fiat currency system that is going down the tube so rapidly they can't even believe it. Even the people that created it can't believe how fast it's tumbling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. For all of you in Florida out there that's going nuts with this, I know you're feeling it. I know we have people that have emailed or called in that are in Florida listening. Take action. You got to take action. You can't just let it all cave in around you. It's not going to work. You have to take action.
Well,
again, go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, Mr. Christ has a small problem down there in Florida. Because he's one of the trustees of this account.
Mm-hmm.
The state chief financial officer, Alex Sink, I almost misread his name. I thought it was Alan Stink. Sink, and Attorney General Bill McCollum will also consider adopting more conservative investment guidelines and seek a top credit rating for the pool from the Standard & Poor's. Now they're going to go looking for someplace else to invest this so they can lose it as well. They will also discuss adopting new risk controls, building a larger reserve fund, and improving daily pricing and performance measurement. What is that? This is jingoistic garbage these financial wizards cook up, and it's supposed to mean something to me.
Mm-hmm.
About $19 billion remained in the pool this week after the unprecedented wave of withdrawals, which came after the State Board of Administration reported its holdings of downgraded debt to Christ at November 14th meeting, at a public meeting of his cabinet in Tallahassee. The disclosures followed a month of inquiries by Bloomberg News to Florida officials. See, it was Bloomberg that actually did the Freedom of Information Act and dug this out. Christ wasn't going to say anything. Nobody in the Florida state government was going to tell these people, hey, you know what? You know your retirements?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, gone.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Yeah. Now, the board in its statement tonight said the pool hasn't made any purchases of asset-backed commercial paper in November, but it expects the total asset-backed exposure of the pool to be under 15% by year-end. Now, here's the problem with this. This could start... And if it does, folks, if you want to see this economy wink out almost overnight, it's going to be people being prudent and careful with their savings, just like the people in Northern Rock doing business with the bank over in England did. They were standing in line at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to withdraw their savings. And I'm telling you right now, if the people in this country, because Alan Greenspan has said it, Ben Bernanke, Paul Volcker, all of these Fed chairmen throughout the years have stated when asked the question, what makes this system run? Well, it's the faith in the credit system. It's the faith in government and the credit system. Okay, so
faith in the slaves.
Yeah. So what happens if we lose faith?
Yep.
Tough noogies.
Right.
But what they're deathly afraid of, and this is why I'm saying to you folks, if there are banks that start to default in this country, or rumors of failure of banks in this country, and people start going to the banks in droves to withdraw their funds, you will see the imminent domino collapse of the banking system here in this country almost overnight.
That is correct. Yep.
Now, this is how dangerous and perilous this is. We can sit around and tell you folks out there financial stories that will turn your hair white, if it isn't already.
Right.
But we're here to tell you some hard and fast rules about this fiat system out there, that it doesn't trust you. You're supposed to trust it. As long as they're sucking the interest, the usury out of you, like a vampire would suck blood, what happens
exactly.
when the victim is bloodless? They move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And here you all are, standing here, afraid to go out in the morning light because you can't. You're infected. You're in the
That's
machine.
Right.
You are mm-hmm. in that matrix. And
got to get out of it.
I'm telling you, and I don't like, you know, James, I really don't like telling people this. I really don't like, because I trust me, I would much rather be out someplace pulling my fingernails out with a pair of pliers than talking about stories such as this. But this is the hard and fast realities, folks. This system is teetering on complete and total collapse.
Yes, that is correct.
So we
and all you people out there, I know John is right. He's exactly right how this is going. When you call me and you're talking about your own individual financial situation, it's not something you want to – this is an urgent matter for everybody.
It is. Who's the caller? I lost my screen here.
Maureen in Los Angeles.
Maureen in Los Angeles, the City of Angels. Maureen? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, is this John?
It is.
Or James?
John and James.
John and James.
I'm John speaking now. The other voice you hear will be James out there out there in a city near you, out in California.
Fantastic. I'm having an awful time. I had excellent credit for years, and I got ill, and that's all it took for the tide to turn, and I'm buried so deep now that I can't wake up in the morning. I can't get to sleep at night. The phone calls from the collection agencies are driving me nuts, and there's nothing I can do about it right now, and I keep telling them that they keep calling.
Maureen, how much do you owe on credit cards?
I honestly don't know, and that's a silly answer, but it's the honest one because I believe my identity has been stolen.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out I was in the hospital last month, all month, and somehow over $20,000 disappeared from my credit cards.
Okay, number one, Maureen, most of the credit card companies out there, you are not responsible for somebody that steals your credit cards or your identity or gets into your accounts.
Right.
Number one, that you're not responsible for that. Now, prior to that, Maureen, and I don't mean to get too personal with you. We've never talked to each other, but it's okay. You're amongst friends. What was your credit card balance prior to your visit to the hospital?
Probably between 40,000 and 60,000.
Okay, all right. You're going to need some help with this deal, because even though in the month stay in the hospital, somebody got a hold of your credit cards and ran up all that debt on it, that's only a portion of that. About a third of your bill might disappear. That's if they're in a good mood and don't want to give you too much flack. But
exactly.
What you have to do with the remaining balance on those credit cards. Do you have any pensions, retirement funds, or anything? How are you living right now?
Social Security disability.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something now. You will never, ever be able to pay off those credit cards.
I know that.
Yeah.
But I keep hoping that sale of a painting or a commission for some artwork and it can all be wiped out. That's how it's happened in the past, and it's kept me, I mean, I've done well there until I got sick.
Yeah. Well, you can liquidate physical holdings that you have until there's no more pictures, ma'am, to pull off the wall, that there's no more silver to sell.
No, I create the pictures. I'm an artist.
Oh, okay. All right, you make your own art. Okay, very good. Well, I mean, that's fine and dandy, but James, what would
you
recommend?
Well, what I would tell
you,
Maureen, is I would email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, or you should probably, what you want to do is call this telephone number. It's also listed on the website, but I'm going to give it to you now. And when you listen to it, we had a broadcast here on November 1st where we had a guy named Brad Daly on. He was from Court Mediation Services, and I think this may work for you. I'm going to give you the number now. It's
888-213-7655.
Maureen, hold on 1 second. We got to take the break. I'll finish up the program with you. Just hang on a few minutes.
Thank you.
By the way, Maureen, are you okay now that you're out of the hospital?
We're waiting to find out.
Okay. All right, hold on.
Thank you for asking.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we are back. Maureen, before the break, you
hi,
you said we. I am assuming this is your significant other?
No, I'm alone, unfortunately.
Okay.
That's just me.
Okay. All right. What I would like you to do to get an overview on this, and there is a recorded message, as James said, from the Court Mediation Services, Brad Daly. When you dial this number, 888-213-7655.
Right.
Okay, that's about a 12-minute recorded message giving you the overview of the program. And I want you to keep something in mind when you're listening to this. And a lot of people are afraid to do any kind of court mediation deal without going out and hiring a bevy of expensive lawyers.
Yes.
Well, what happens with this is this man assumes the liability of your debt. So, in other words, there will be no more phone calls, harassing phone calls to you, no letters for summonses or appearances of court, showing records or anything else. And this is the absolute best way of any program of credit card elimination, debt on your credit card, that I've ever seen in this country. This is all 100% legal. It is above board. And you really need to take an action on this because, my dear, they're set to eat your lunch.
Yeah.
I'm afraid so. I can feel it coming.
Yeah. So if you will do that and then call James, either call him or email him, and James will counsel you, talk with you, answer any of your questions.
Fantastic.
All righty.
I really appreciate that. That's very, very kind of you.
Well, ma'am, I'm doing this. We're doing this for personal reasons. James is doing it for his own set of personal reasons. I'm doing it for mine.
I'll help you.
Well, and that's what we're here to do. And this is going to. And
right.
Maureen, if it's any difference to you, there's a lot of people in the same boat right now. So don't feel alone and isolated.
Absolutely. I know that there's. It's a national disease right now.
It certainly is. And James will help you out of your situation there.
I have trust in both of you.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And we have trust in the people we're dealing with. And if there were anything wrong with it whatsoever, if there was a kind of sort of maybe on the periphery out there, I wouldn't be doing this, and James Martinez wouldn't be participating.
That's
fantastic.
Right.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Maureen.
Take care.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate
your call. Yeah, I mean, to a lot of people listening to this program, James, I mean, we might have more well-off people, deeper pockets out there, probably thinking to themselves, $50,000, $60,000 in credit card debt?
Right.
That's no big deal.
No, it's a deal. I mean,
yeah,
that situations like her, I heard about throughout the country, and I'm like, these people have worked their whole lives, invested money, time, effort, thought they were doing the right thing, and the whole system comes down on them on purpose.
Yeah.
And that, it really, really upsets me, because, you know, when you get to that age and your children are growing up, or you're not doing much, you're not physically the same anymore, and this is what happens to you after you spend a lifetime of work.
Yeah, this is supposed to be, how has it been said before, this is supposed to be this woman's golden years?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the only gold that's being made is the profits they're ripping off from her through interest. And they're literally, and here's the newsflash, folks. You know what they're doing with the money that they're making? They're making solid investments, kind of in gold and silver assets, because they know it's the only thing that's going to be going up out there.
That's right. Absolutely right.
Folks, don't fall victim to this. Do as Maureen is doing right now. Make the call. Get yourself educated on this. And it's going to take a paradigm shift in your thinking. But I'm telling
That's absolutely true. Yep.
Once you walk into the light and you relieve yourself of this burgeoning, I mean, you heard her.
Walk in delight, everybody.
She says she has a hard time going to sleep and a hard time waking up. She's having sleepless nights. Folks, don't put yourself through this hell. Let us help you out. Call James Martinez at 877-331-0626. And that recorded message, 888-213-7655. Or you want to get a hold of James, getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And my friend, I will see you Monday.
All right, sir. All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye. With